A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is the story?
Do you reckon the gangland people on both sides, do you reckon they frame their front pages? There are many front pages today.
I don't know, but well, see, what's going on now in the Regency trial is the recordings have been played out. So I listened to Nicola Tallon's podcast yesterday.
Yeah, she's good, isn't she?
They're good. There's another one from The Star as well, just for balance. Michael O'Toole does one too. And the two guys...
They're playing the actual audio.
Not on the... No, you can't. You can't bring a recording device in to record.
But if you're in the room, you could hear it.
If you're in the room. So, and actually, both journalists were talking about... So they'll... You know, you have court reporters who are... That's all they do. But these journalists aren't court reporters. But they're trying to... It's two lads shooting the breeze. And it's the recordings of that. So you're trying to write in shorthand.
At least it's just the breeze.
You're trying to write in shorthand. And... but it's stuff like... They're trying to work the sat-nav. And... One person can't work the sat nav and they're slagging it. So it's, I don't think anyone would like their conversations recorded and played
back
in a court or
you
anywhere.
Do you know when you have the camera in your car?
Not sat nav. The dash cam.
Dash cam. That records your voice, doesn't it?
If you wanted to, yeah.
So if you were having, say you and me were driving along, you know, every so often you'd say, oh, and that's not what I said, Jim. And I go, that's it is what you said, Nobby. And I'd ask the listeners. But if we were in the car, I could rewind that and listen back to what you said. Yeah.
Different thing though, because you know the dash cam's recording.
But it wipes after an hour, doesn't it? Or something like that?
No. It depends on how big your SD card is.
Okay, so it could go for hours or days.
So they were talking at one point about things being bugged while they were being bugged.
No.
So they were talking about, sure, you need professionals to set those things up. Who'd be interested in bugging me type conversation.
Wow.
And little did they know. And they were listening to radio stations.
What radio stations were they listening to?
I was on good authority that F104 may have been on in the car.
Did they text in for Nadja Nuggan?
I don't think so. I think they're a bit more discreet than that.
Crim's in the car. That's where they are.
Innocent until proven otherwise, Jim.
I know. I'm just a jingle I'm working on.
Convicted of nothing.
It's a jingle I'm working on. That's all. Well, yeah, that's fantastic.
So if you like true crime...
Well, it is true crime. That's what I mean by fantastic. I don't condone anything that anyone is accused of. Of course.
The podcasts are interesting.
Kenahan's wanted to be the biggest gang in Europe as the front page. Kingpins, Hutch on the cartel's rise. Kings of Europe. So normally I swerve all this gangster stuff.
Oh, it's huge.
It's just everywhere, but it's,
the public interest in it is absolutely massive. Massive.
Well, I'm telling you, if you're interested in gang, you know, potential gangsters being bugged... Then watch the TV show called The Wire. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Lovely day for McGregor in court for dangerous driving. Star fist pumps fans as case adjourned until January. Wow. UFC superstar Conor McGregor said it was a lovely day after his lawyers told him that they were making a proposal to Gardaí in his dangerous driving case.
Trying to cut a deal, are they?
The 34-year-old was released... he was in a relaxed mood at Blanchetown District Court yesterday.
Released and relaxed.
Where he was seen fist-pumping fans, signing autographs for a young boy and posing for a picture.
Oh, the PR machine is strong. At least that's all he was doing with his fists.
I don't know if I do autographs outside of court. You know, I'd probably just... shades on in the car,
it's
gone.
A strange role model situation for a child, all right.
He's just back from a holiday in Abu Dhabi and he was back up in court for the fourth time since April over the dangerous driving case where he was expected to plead But he was driven to the building in a Range Rover with another Jeep driving in a convoy of two.
That's to confuse you.
And he greeted reporters by saying, "Hello, good morning." Now, he's wearing a suit, Nobby, right? He's wearing
you should go respect the court.
He's wearing the blue suit, right? Which seems to be all the rage, right? The blue suit. Now, to me, now, I'm no fashion expert. To me, the jacket seems too tight.
It's very fitted. But in fairness, there's no body fat on him.
But he's very muscular. So maybe maybe his shoulders are bigger or something. But the jacket, it's tightly buttoned. It looks like it's going to ping, you know?
Yeah.
And like, this is a very fit guy. I'm like, yeah.
Well, my own suit jacket would look like it's going to ping like that, but it's in a different kind of way. He looks like as if one of the lads from California put a suit on.
No, he looks like he put on somebody else's suit and it was a guy two sizes smaller than him.
Well, we know that the fitted suits run the family.
But like Dermot O'Leary does the same thing. It seems to be the thing that where your jacket just barely closes.
Yeah, but if you're in good shape, I think it looks
all
right.
It's like two triangles. I don't know if it looks all right. That's wrong.
Yeah.
But like, again, I'm no expert.
I know, but you're allowed to have an opinion.
I am allowed to have an opinion. It's the toy show. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So we both love Kaylee Trapp. And for some reason this week, of all weeks, Kaylee Trapp has done a video of Pat Kenny ripping up the toy show tickets.
I didn't know that was her name. She's fantastic, yeah.
And I played this to someone yesterday who'd never heard of this Pat Kenny incident. So I showed Kaylee's first and then showed the real. It's on YouTube. It has 1 million views.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go to the toy show? No. But you want the money? Yeah. And he rips up the toy show tickets live.
That was huge.
It's probably the most controversial thing Pat Kenny's ever done in his life.
I know. He's had a few moments, yeah. I wouldn't mess with Pat.
So it is huge, apart from that woman who just didn't want to go.
Yeah.
So Tubbs will be on the show a little over an hour's time.
Yeah, somewhere over the rainbow. I don't know if they're revealing the theme
they have,
yet.
Yeah, they have.
What is the theme?
Well, I saw it on our F104 social channels, but I didn't get a chance to click on the link. Would you like me to click? Hang on there, I'll click on the link and I'll let you know.
Do.
It's F104.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock, it's FM104.
I'm off for a whiz.
The Wizard of Tubbs.
So that is tonight's toy show theme.
Now, I think they did sort of slight sort of nod towards The Wizard of Oz before, but they never did it properly.
Full on, right.
Because I always think, right?
What?
That if you, and you can Google image this, right? The Scarecrow.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you now, if they don't do this, they're missing a trick. Google image the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz, please, Nobby.
Right now?
Right now.
Oh, I can see him there.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah.
It's Tubberty, right?
To be honest with you, you're not really wrong.
I'm not wrong. So the Wizard of Oz...
It's the same type of symmetry in his face.
It could be his granddad. Either that is Tubberty and he's a time traveller, or it's an absolute ringer. So if they don't dress him up as the Scarecrow, they're missing a trick.
There's a side profile view of that Scarecrow, and it's the nose, and it's the mouth, and it's the chin.
It's Tubbs. Whenever I see that movie, it reminds me of him.
I mean, the movie's 100 years old. Could he be 100 years old?
A time traveller. It's all the rage now on TikTok. Why not?
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, if they don't do that, they're missing
a
trick.
It has to be. Well, who else is going to be? He's not the lion.
He can't be. No, but they could get a guy who looks like the lion.
Guy
who looks like the Tin Man.
I mean, he is a Tin Man, but that's a different kind of... That's T-H-I-N.
And then, yeah, well, there's a joke. He's got a joke straight away. I'm a Tin Man. Pop, pop, pop. So, if he comes out tonight dressed as a Scarecrow, it'll be... Fair play, because he's the image of him.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
If you ever, that movie will probably be on over the festive season. It always is. Have a look. The Scarecrow is Tubberty as the time traveler.
Yeah.
So,
the lovely little dog.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. It really is. The storm scene and everything is quite scary. Like, it stands up. It still stands up.
And it's funny, we told Tubberty the amazing story with The Wizard of Oz, I think, last year.
What did we say to him?
So I just read about this thing. So the guy who wrote The Wizard of Oz, something Baugh is his name. I can't remember. It's something L. Baugh or something. Okay, William Baugh. Okay.
Yeah.
He wrote The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
And then the book became a big hit and then they started making a movie. Mr. Baugh passed away. dead now, right?
Right.
And
L. Frank Baum.
L. Frank Baum, right? So
he died as only 62.
Yeah. So he didn't get to see the movie being made. So
no.
So the movie's made, and the guy who plays the Wizard of Oz has to in the black and white scenes, he's traveling around selling potions, right?
Yeah.
And he's wearing a big, heavy old coat. So they sent out researchers, whatever, and they said, go and get us a big old coat from a secondhand shop. They scoured. They got about 100 places. They brought back a couple of different ones. And the one they used, your man's shooting the movie, and he opens the thing, and inside is an initials, L. Frank Baum, right?
Yeah.
And they go back to his widow, Mrs. Baum, and they said, is this coat's not? And they said, that's his coat, yeah. That's his coat.
So weird.
The guy who wrote The Wizard of Oz, his coat by accident got used as the wizard's coat in the movie.
We've all left our jackets and nightclothes, but how has that happened?
That's the weird story.
That is weird.
It's a great story. I love that story. These things happen.
He managed a Wizard of Oz lodge.
Who did?
Oh, sorry. No, that was his son. So he had a couple of kids. I'm now going down the backstory of Mr. Baum.
Anyway, lots of fun today. What's your favourite Wizard of Oz song? Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Tony the Monkey Child.
Tony the Monkey Child wasn't in The Wizard of Oz.
That's where I got the idea for Tony the Monkey Child. The monkeys that fly. I was dressed up as a monkey that flies. You know, over in The Wizard of Oz. You know them films.
I like there's probably some people listening that have no context of what you've just said there.
Yeah. Well, I used to be a flying monkey called Tony the Monkey Child. And then I didn't even know that. I turned civilian.
I didn't know it was from The Wizard of Oz.
I used to talk on a show at 1 o'clock in the morning to a very cool guy called Greg. And it was nonsense right here on this station.
Nonsense.
But
couldn't get rid of him.
People loved it. Oh, here we go.
So last night I'm flying back from Barcelona. Oh, geez.
Are you going to give us some kind of thing where you're going to freak us all out about flying for the rest of our lives?
No.
You love scaring people.
No. Looked out the window and there's...
Of your flight.
Used to be a saying, if it's not Boeing, I'm not going, right?
When was the saying?
After the last few years, I'm not so sure. It's an old saying.
Yeah.
For balance, I flew out in an Airbus, came back on a Boeing.
You're all about balance.
But it wasn't, balance is important when you're flying, Jim.
It is, yeah.
It wasn't just the normal Boeing. It was the Boeing that they had to change the name because it kept crashing.
Oh.
Yeah. My first time in one of them.
When you say it kept crashing, how many times?
Twice. Twice.
So twice is enough.
In quick succession. So
they changed the name to
the
what?
The plane was nosediving and the pilots couldn't...
I know, but they fixed all that now, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they did.
When were these crashes?
In about the last 4 years.
I know, but there's been a lot of them. There's been a lot of flights.
Two of them.
Okay.
So you know the plane that was grounded for about 3 years while they tried to sort out what was wrong with it?
Go on, anyway.
So it was one of them. You know, I'm not a nervous flyer.
Yeah, you were.
I'm not.
You were.
I was talking.
You told me to get off a flight. I was
taking a hammer to it.
Yeah, I know, but you are nervous.
But I messaged a friend of mine who is an actual pilot, and even he said, "Yeah, I'm just a little bit uneasy on them." And I was like, "If a pilot is slightly nervous of a plane, that's not a good place to be." So anyway, I got on, and
here you are.
Absolutely, here I am. Nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. We were talking in the sky. With about half an hour to go, I said to the lads, "You know this is a max, lads." And they're like, "Yeah, we know." And then the plane started to descend. I said, "Jesus, we're descending already." I said, "Or is that just what a max does?" So there's nothing better than cracking jokes about the things people are nervous about when you're in the situation.
Do you know what's better? Not cracking jokes about things people are nervous about.
The overhead bins are huge. They've got cool blue lights on the ceiling. I think even the seats are a little bit more
comfortable. This is one of your videos now. I don't want to hear about the overhead bins and how much wiggle room there is. Do they have luggage snappers or whatever you call them?
But anyway,
all those things.
What are they?
What are those things you put in the back of your car? The luggage
bungee cords?
No, the things you're sticking the handles of your shopping bags into. Luggage or shopping hooks. Does it have shopping hooks?
No, it's plain.
Yeah, look. After telling us that you thought you might no longer be with us, you got home safe.
I didn't really think that, now, in fairness.
Yeah, exactly. So if anything like that happens, you're safer in a flight like that now, I would say.
The scariest thing about the flight was, and Ryanair, you need to have a good, hard, long look at yourself. They ran out of tea bags. They had no tea bags on the flight home.
On a Ryanair flight?
Yeah, no tea bags.
How does an Irish flight run out of tea?
I have no idea. And my other question was, they were doing 21 scratch cards for 15 quid, right? Has anyone ever won on a Ryanair scratch card Can you let me know,
please? I don't know if anyone's ever bought a Ryanair scratch card.
Let me know.
Just pretend I'm asleep. Ding, 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 ding. Would you like a scratch card? Sorry, sir. Excuse me. Can you take your headphones out? No. Are you doing the...
I said to the...
What you doing in an emergency? No, well, I'm not listening to you,
so. The cabin crew were so sound, and I said, you've not... Because I love shortbread and a tea on the way home. It's a thing.
Such a little treat yourself.
Sorry, we've no shortbread. I said, and then...
Shortbread and tea on a flight home.
And you've no tea bags. She goes, I'm so sorry, sir. And I was like, I'm joking. It's okay.
So what are you having since you have a coffee?
I had a Kinder Bueno and a coffee.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Bleeding delish, man. So anyway.
Do you dunk your Kinder Bueno in the coffee?
No. Because if not...
Oh, yeah, you want to melt it.
No, they have these new cups now. There's like a filter on the top of it and you have to drink through it tight. Oh, like you're drinking through
I saw a lady on the internet and she got a banana, right? And right. She cut it in half and then she...
What were you watching, Jim?
She cut the banana in half and she scooped out a lot of it so she made a little well in the half banana.
Okay. Right?
Then she got some Kinder Bueno and put the Kinder Bueno in the well.
I call it mushy.
Then she got some pastry and she wrapped the pastry around it and brushed it with an egg and baked it.
Oh, all right, okay.
And when you take it out, it's banana with chocolate inside the pan. It looked amazing.
Baked banana.
I think she put the other half. I think she put the top bit of the banana back on top as well.
Oh.
So it's banana with chocolate inside it.
Yeah, that'd work, I suppose.
Pretty clever, yeah.
Yeah. Kinder Bueno, very underrated. Anyway, I'm here to tell the tale, so don't be worrying if you're on my next two.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
Johnny Depp is back as Captain Jack.
Hey,
Jack
Captain Jack.
Sparrow he's back after he said he'd never play that role ever again. He's back. Reportedly.
Much.
I'd say there's a few squidge. I don't know if he could sue them then. If he wins his court case, could he go and say, look, you sacked me as the role of my life, so can I have it back now?
Is that how it happened though?
I don't know. I presume during a court case they can distance themselves from him, but then
could be quite hard to prove as well.
But if he wins his court case, can he go back and say, right, if you're making another one of these movies, I am Jack Sparrow, thank you very much.
I am Jack.
Pink spoke to Good Morning America about her upcoming album, which she says is going to be out next year, and it's going to be a different side to her.
All the chances we don't take in our life and all the time we waste and the memories that we give up on because we live in our heads. I think that when people think about me, it's this man-eating, loud, snarly Pinkerbell flying through the air screaming, right? But there's the deep cuts. There's the other stuff going on.
So I've seen the first pictures. So next month, you're going to see on Channel 4 the first of the courtroom dramas of the Agatha Christie case.
Oh, yes.
And they have the actors and actresses playing. I don't think the girl who plays Colleen looks anything really like her.
Okay.
Maybe she does, actually.
What's her name? Do we know?
Mm-hmm. So
who's playing Wayne
Natalia
Rooney?
As Rebecca, and there's Marlon Nijetsky. There's a long name. I don't know how to pronounce it, unfortunately. As Jamie, so the guy who plays Jamie Vardy, right? His name is Marlon. His surname is very like it's Nagyszokolyai. I don't know how to pronounce it. I wish I did, but his name is Marlon anyway. He's very like Jamie Vardy, but
Jamie barely even went to the trial.
Well, he's according to this, he was outside it, but
in the
courtroom, the Wayne Rooney guy looks more like Chris Moyles than Wayne Rooney. He doesn't really look like
Wayne. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he doesn't look like him at all.
I should have got Shrek to play Wayne Rooney.
Well, you see, there you go. But anyway, so... the Colleen Rooney, like if it must be... This must be Colleen's side of it, because the Colleen Rooney character is very pretty. So I wonder, is she involved? Is she the executive producer?
Colleen's very pretty.
She is. So anyway, it's the first... it's going to be exploring the Agatha Christie battle. They've been released by Channel 4. It's going to be...
That'll be juicy.
Chanel Creswell is playing Colleen Rooney, if you want to have a look at her.
Creswell.
Chanel Creswell.
Okay. Liam Reardon, who was a winner on Love Island with Millie, was in Dublin this week for the Trend Beauty Christmas event. What does he remember being on the show? Well, Liam...
I was on it for 8 weeks. I had to isolate for 3 weeks before I went in the show as well. But it was no lions. They had you up at the crack of dawn. The lights come on in the bedroom. You got the sunglasses. Them lights are no joke. You know, they're very bright. Yeah, no lions. Late nights, early mornings. People asked me when I left, did you even eat the whole time? Because you don't see us eating. But yeah, we have two breaks a day where they cook us meals. But obviously, they don't show that on camera. Yeah, we eat twice a day, but then in between, I'm a big guy, I need more than two meals a day. So,
I don't remember him at all. So that's like when it feels like about 4 years ago. So it's like saying, do you remember Liam Reardon, who used to work with us 4 years ago? He was
there for 2 weeks.
He was, yeah, he worked in reception or something downstairs. And yeah, no, I don't remember him.
He
has a nice accent, though.
I think he
won Wales at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Great accent. Right, that is Dish the Dirt for now. Today's qualifying question is, The Wizard of Oz is the theme of what famous TV show that's on telly tonight? Not very hard. 10 questions, €1,000 if you manage to win it. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104. More to come, and Toby's here in about half an hour. Some people won't be watching the toy show tonight, Jim, because it's probably their Christmas party at work, you know?
Yeah.
And prepare yourself for the colleague that, you know, the one who gets the last dart, or I'm going to get the last bus, and they're watching everything, and they're taking it easy, and they're keeping an eye on everybody else, taking it all in.
Hey, Paul. Good night last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, grand. Yeah.
What time did you leave?
Party, look.
Yeah, what time did the Christmas party? What time did you leave?
Oh, half twelve.
Half 12. I left around 10 to 12. I was able to get the bus, you know. Oh. It wasn't too bad. Are you dying this morning? I'd say you're dying, eh?
Not too bad, actually. No.
You're not too bad. I'm kind of fresh myself. I had a sausage sandwich myself.
Yeah.
It was a good night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Okay. See you.
Oh, here she comes.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'd say you're dying this morning, are you?
I've seen better days, I suppose.
I'm actually all right. I left at 11:30. What time did you leave
it? About 2.
2? Oh, that's hardcore. I'm actually all right, you know. I was there till 11:30, got the bus, and had a sausage sandwich on the way in this morning. I'm fine this morning, you know.
Yeah, I didn't ask.
And you're not dying at all, no?
As I said, I've had better days, you know, but I'll try and get through it.
Yeah, listen, come on, you dirty stop-o.
What?
You dirty stop-o. 2 o'clock in the morning.
I need to go now.
Okay. here he comes with his coffee. I'd say you're dying, are you?
Yeah, man, yeah.
I'd say you're hanging out of it now.
I am, yeah.
In a jockstrap, are you?
What?
You're in a jocker.
No, I'm just drinking coffee. I normally get one every morning. Cheers.
I'm actually all right. Mm. Oh, you know, what time did you leave at?
Can't remember, actually. It was pretty well on.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I saw you on Instagram. You were doing pictures still about 3 a.m. I actually left at 11:30. I got the bus. I was able to have a sausage sandwich this morning. I'm actually all right. What are you laughing at?
Sorry, guy. Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, I was like, you know, it was a good night, wasn't it?
Apparently so,
yeah. Yeah, good night. No gossip or scandal, no?
None for you, no.
Oh, well, I'll tell you now, it was a good night. I'm telling you, it was like compared to last year, it was even better than last year. Now, I enjoyed last year, don't get me wrong. But this year was very good as well. Very, very good now. And I wonder if we did it next year, you know, could we improve on it? I don't even see. I think we should go to the same venue. I don't know if we should go to the same venue, but I'm thinking now that we should. Because when I first heard we were going to that venue, I wasn't sure about it. But it actually turned out it was all right.
Do you ever stop?
Oh, here she comes. How are you doing? Say you're dying, are you?
Yeah, I know. I'm just a bit tired as well.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Yeah, bit rough.
Oh, yeah. What time did you get home at?
I'd say, 2.
I can't really remember, to be honest.
Really? Oh, it was about 11:30 I got on the bus. I was able to get a sausage sandwich this morning on the way in. I'm actually all right.
Oh, yeah. Lucky for you.
Yeah, fair play. Look, I'm not going to lie. I really don't feel like talking.
Yeah, I'm grand. As I say, I'm grand. I'm actually fine. I can't believe it. Because I thought last night and I thought, oh, here we go. But you know, I'm actually all right.
Honestly, do you know what you can do with your sausage sandwich? Just shove it up your...
Oh my God!
11:30, bus, sausage.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Nikita. What a lovely name.
Hiya.
You have a lovely name, Nikita.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's all I have for you. Nikita, you are going to go and see Santa or Santi. Which do you call it? Santa or Santi?
Santa.
Santa. And where are you going to go see Santa this weekend?
Probably the Jervis or Talla.
Okay.
It's quite a mix there. Like, there's one not beside the other now.
One is beside me, and then, you know, like the Christmas lights for the kids and all. So we'll see how good they are.
Right.
See what happens.
Well, don't forget, kids, Santa's watching everything.
Now, will you stay up late to watch the show, or what's the story?
Well, hopefully. I fell asleep last year and the kids stayed up later than I did, but let's hope that I wait and make it this year.
Did you have any drool when you woke up?
Well, probably, yeah. My mouth was a bit hard.
And do you get snacks and stuff in, do you?
Yeah, everything sorted out, personalised, pyjamas.
Jellies, a bit of, yeah.
Matching pyjamas, very good, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, but Nikita, she normally gets a 7 or an 8, so this could be the day. This would be a very handy time of the year, Nikita, to score a grand.
I know it would be.
Are you ready?
Yeah, your turn. I hope so.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What is the capital of Greece?
Santorini.
Who is the outgoing James Bond? He's just wrapped.
Oh, I can't remember. Daniel Radcliffe.
Which way do you swipe on Tinder to reject somebody?
Oh God, I'm not on Tinder. Roy?
What animated film is about a family of superheroes?
The Incredibles.
True or false? There are less than 100 McDonald's restaurants in Ireland.
False.
How many different World Cups has Cristiano Ronaldo now scored in?
Oh Jesus, 4.
On the Brazilian flag, which colour, what is the colour of the diamond shape?
Green.
Which I'm a Celebrity contestant has done the most Bush Tucker trials so far this year?
Matt Hancock.
Pretoria is a city in which country?
Poland.
And what is the first line of the song, All I Want for Christmas?
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Bit of a singer, Nikita, are you?
You should give me the grand for that.
Give her the money.
Well, I don't know. Pretoria in Poland, that might say otherwise.
Yeah, I,
like I
don't know.
You had to get into the line by going, well. Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. You have it right, though. Well done.
By the way, Mariah Carey has another Christmas song.
Imagine. Who cares?
No, she does.
I know, yeah, but sure, you know.
Pretoria is in South Africa.
Oh, okay.
Matt Hancock's the right answer. The diamond on the Brazilian flag, Jim, what's...
So the Brazilian flag is green at the back, then there's a yellow diamond, and then there's a blue and white circle in the middle.
Oh.
And they have, I think, if you're gonna go by football strips in the World Cup, France...
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We'll win, because the French strip is gorgeous, and Brazilian number two.
France, okay, I'll put a bet on France because they have a dark, nice...
Just on their kits. The shirt, the France shirt, that dark navy with the gold letters.
It's
cool.
It's more the accent as well, like, come on. They've got cat eyes. Okay, this is kind of a tough question. Cristiano Ronaldo has played and scored.
Yes. He has scored, yesterday he was the first player ever to score in five different World Cups.
So five fours are 20.
Yeah. So this is his fifth World Cup. And the way he's
and
going.
And he's only 37.
Yeah, he might, like, they could bring him in and let him play in the sixth one.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. Wow. Wasn't a penalty, but there you go.
There's less than 100.
There's 95 McDonald's in Ireland.
Oh, and I used to walk there. Shame on me.
Oh, did you?
The Incredibles is right. If you're on Tinder, you don't need to go on Tinder, Nikita, but if you were rejecting somebody, you swipe left.
Oh.
You're too beautiful for Tinder, Nikita.
I am.
It'd be wasted on you. Daniel Craig is that man's name.
Oh, not Radcliffe. Oh my God, I said Harry Potter,
that's
didn't
Harry
I?
Potter, yeah. Maybe someday.
And the capital of Greece is Athens. So, Nikita, you will never know. Seven questions on the show. You got three.
Oh, God. I hope nobody listened to me.
No, no one listened to the show. No, I like your wand, Mr. Bond. If Daniel Radcliffe was Daniel Craig.
I like your wand.
Okay.
That's a very weird film.
It is. I like your wand, Mr. Bond.
Daniel Radcliffe, imagine him as a... He'd be a good Bond villain, would he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, look, you got three. But Nikita, it's Christmas time. You're going to see Santa tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Exactly.
It's all good.
It's all good. Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Try and good stay luck. Awake, will you?
Yeah, I'll try.
Have
I'll
a
try.
Disco nap, will you? Good luck.
So if you're in a meeting today with several colleagues and you don't want to be asked a question...
Yeah.
You know, Nobby, where are we with that report I asked for? You know, if you don't want to get that stuff,
it's
right?
Done. That'd be my response.
Yeah.
It's done.
If you don't want to be asked a question, an awkward question in front of your colleagues.
Yeah.
This kid came up with this genius idea.
I feel sick.
I feel, no, no.
Got a headache.
No, no. So this is like, he didn't get asked a question and nobody questioned it. For weeks and weeks he got away with it.
I thought the meeting was tomorrow.
No.
Didn't do me homework.
So they're all online, right?
Yeah.
And the teacher's going around the various chat room going,
yeah,
what's the answer to such and such? He changed his name to Reconnecting.
Right.
Isn't that just... Another one you could use is Buffering, okay?
How many weeks did he wait for this for? 12?
Weeks and weeks and weeks. Never asked a question. He's reconnecting.
Buffering.
So every time they clicked on him or they looked at him, he was reconnecting or buffering. He just changed his name to that. That's all you have to do. And they won't come to you because they can't because you're reconnecting.
That's genius.
It is a genius move.
How old is this kid?
I don't know, but people are saying he's a like the future of that kid is safe.
Yeah, definitely.
The future is bright. Apparently, they came up with so many things. This guy, his wife's a teacher, said they had private chat rooms so they could give each other cognotes during tests when they're supposed to be online. They'd looped pictures of themselves so that while they were off playing PlayStation. It sounds like Ferris Bueller. Only in the modern era.
I'd say there's a lot of that going on with grown-ups with the World Cup at the moment as well. There have to be.
Yeah, so at 10 o'clock, right, coming up this morning, right, 10 o'clock, Wales are playing Iran, right? Good, tasty little match.
Mm.
You got a Zoom meeting coming up. Get a looped picture of yourself and change your name to Buffering.
Connection unstable, ..
Now, the only problem is if they've heard this as well, they'll be looking out for Buffering. Connection unstable would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wi-Fi signal poor. So there's loads.
A friend of mine used to get away with being late all the time in school. And it was a psychological trick. So he would come in at sort of 11 o'clock, right? Just rock in. Where were you?
Half the day's done.
He'd say, my brake chain broke.
Yeah. And all the time.
But he'd hold his hands out to show his dirty hands.
Yeah.
But his hands were never dirty. So psychologically, they saw him holding out his hands and believed him. And it worked every single time.
Why would he show me hands if it was lying?
Yeah, my bike chain broke. Look. And they never looked. They never looked to see if there was oil. He just slept it out every time.
Bike chain broke.
My bike chain broke. And we'd all be going, he's not going to get away with this again. And he did.
I want to get a new bike, pal.
Every teacher just went, okay, sit down then. That's fair enough. Your bike chain broke. You couldn't get in. I was stuck trying to fix it. Stuck trying to fix it for an hour, miss. Worked a treat.
Well, give it a go, and stop having back-to-back meetings if you're a boss. Give everyone a break. It's not good for the head.
If you have any other good spoofs, though, do send them in, because we like to share the love with the spoofs.
Again, a photograph of you that's frozen would look like your connection is frozen.
Yeah,
that happens too. There's loads of them.
A glitchy picture.
Glitchy picture, exactly.
Hola.
Hola, amigos. I am the king of your world. And just send bank details.
Do you want an IBAN?
I want to not. I ban you from contacting me again.
Is scam emails the theme this year?
How did you know? I come on and I've just got, I'm dressed as a Bitcoin. How are you, fellas?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good, actually. Yeah, I'm very good. It's everything seems to be strangely under control, toy show wise this year. They've got this, and I'm just going to go in and go, what do you got for me? It's good. It's very good. Probably the most colourful I've seen.
A question I have to ask you, Ryan, because I do follow you on Instagram. I saw you face planting a rubber spongy mat on a lawn last week. I presume in rehearsal. What's that for?
That was me proving to everybody that, as I said in the Instagram story, whatever the Insta story said, Dad, Instagram story, was me doing my own stunts for a little thing that'll feature in the middle of the show tonight.
Okay.
And you're not going to injure yourself now. We don't want you sort of having to get stretchered off. Do you have a standby person who could fill in or what happens?
Yeah, Dermot Bannon. He's waiting outside.
Didn't you hurt?
They bring him in.
Dermot Bannon is my stunt double. Yes. They knew that something could go badly wrong. So they said, they put him in one of those boxes that he insists on putting in people's houses and had him near the TV building and said, in case anything happens to him, you're on. Yes.
What do you want for Christmas? More glass.
I'd say you're tougher than him anyway, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'd take him. No issue. Yep.
We have a little quiz here for you for the first toy show you did. The year was 2009.
The 14th coming up this, isn't it?
This is my 14th year, and then next year is my 15th. So this is my 14th, and last year is my 13th.
You must have signed a contract if you saw my next Christmas already, Jim.
Yeah.
So, in 2009, do we have a question, Jim? Yeah.
Who was on the toy show in 2009? You probably remember your first one very well.
Oh God, when you say who was on, as in what toy or
no,
kid
what guests,
or guest or
what special guests?
Who jumped out of what? John Joe was one of the star kids.
John Joe was that. Funny enough, that is the only name I could probably give you in terms of. I mean, Ed Sheeran wasn't that one with Amy, was he?
No, the world hadn't heard of Ed Sheeran back then, Ryan.
They didn't know what the toy show was going to be with me doing it either, did they?
Do you remember the theme? Do you remember the theme of your first one, 2009? Do you?
Well, we did try, and it was hardly a theme. It was like a bit of Wonka.
No, oh right.
Was it a bit of? Was it a bit of The Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard of Oz, yeah.
Okay, so because I'm sorry, like 14 years. I know you're probably saying, this is your like your mastermind subject. It's not. I do it and I'm gone. I do it. I'm gone. Exactly. What's next? So we kind of touched on The Wizard of Oz ish. It was so kind of, we didn't know how to do themes. It was just so rough and unready.
Well, you had Westlife.
Did we have Jedward?
You had Jedward.
Yeah, they were huge at the time. Still are, of course. But I remember the time they were like gold dust.
Oh, they're huge, yeah. And Evanna Lynch.
Oh.
Evanna Lynch from Harry Potter.
Yes.
Ah, okay, not bad.
Yeah,
I'd say you were bricking that first one, though. Were you? I mean, like it was your first toy show.
Yeah, I still, I don't even know you're not nervous anymore. No, really, the toy show is a different level. So yeah, the first one, of course, even for tonight's toy show, you know, you wake up going, "What is this thing? What is this beautiful juggernaut of jellies and marshmallows coming at me? I don't understand." So, but I'm just going to lean in. And I roll with it. So yeah, but then the nerves still come.
Now, Ryan, I have to let everyone in on a secret here. I was actually in the Late Late Show audience, the normal show this year. So I know what you.
What?
I know what you get up to now during the breaks.
Come on, you should have told me. I would have said hello or invited you in for a glass of Ribena. I mean, what the hell?
Would you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I would have, sure. Look, we're showbiz pals every Christmas,
well,
for goodness
sake.
Well,
ain't no party like your Late Late Show after party.
It's like that time I left you alone in Lily's as well. So there's two. Anyway.
I'm always left alone on Lily's.
But
not that I've been there for 200 years.
You're always, you do a lot of messing. So when the ad breaks come on, if you think Ryan disappears off into a little hut for 4 minutes, he doesn't. He's messing with the audience. He's messing with the crowd. He's playing tricks on people. He's slagging people off. So is it the same on the toy show, but a bit more with the kids involved? Or do you still talk to the audience?
Sometimes my favourite bit of the Late Late Show on a given week is that bit. In the audience during the breaks, because I can be an unvarnished version of myself, which you saw at full tilt as an anonymous observer. And I love it. I love hanging out with the audience and messing with them and acting the maggot and them seeing a different side to me, that's probably more true to myself than when you go on and have to be a responsible adult, which was one of my least favourite things in the world. So I'm glad you got to see that.
Well, like, just for everyone else, as the ad for Renault is playing, he's saying things that you could not repeat. He's a messer.
He has a dark sense of humour.
He's very dark.
Yeah. I think, yes, Ryan, we were talking about during the week, I think you should bring back the singing requests. You know when you'd have like a farmer from Longford, Gabo used to do it.
Yeah.
And they put a bit of reverb on.
Hello to Jimmy from County Meath. It's been a while. What have you seen? But that sort of stuff.
That's the show was really missing that.
There was somebody, like, sometimes Gabo said, okay, so, you know, he'd say, like, you'd go into the audience and say, what's your name? And they go, it's John Joe. And where are you from, Sonny? I'm from Cork. And do you have a little message? You do? I do. And he'd produce a pair of spoons and start.
Yes.
Well, we're missing you now from old Macroom. How are you doing? Are you on Zoom? You know, this kind of thing.
a lot of schools. You've been going to a lot of schools in preparation for this year's show as well. Is that different, or do you always do that?
I always go around to schools. If we're on tour, we generally might go to one or two. But this week I went to one that was probably one of my favourite visits I've ever been, which is a school called St. Finian's in Finglas, where we met the principal, amazing principal, and the kids. They didn't know I was coming. You want to see their reaction, lads, when the Toy Man rocks in on Toy Show Week. It is pure magic and pure joy. The jaws dropped. And do you know what the three questions they want to know? You'd appreciate this because your show gets kids. The three things they want to know is, what age you? why are you coming to our school? And do you like Fanta?
You like Fanta?
Yeah. It's a reference to the toy show of the year. I tried to open a bottle of Fanta.
Yes, oh, that's right. Yes, that was brilliant. So, Ryan, when you're the centre of the storm, you're just thrown into it. Like, the storm swirls around you. You're just in the middle of it all. Is there a moment in the show, like you kick off half nine, 9:35, is there a part of the show that you know, okay, the rest of the show is freewheeling now? What part of the show is the bit where you go, right, the stuff that could go badly wrong is behind me now? What time is that going to be at?
This year, probably around part, how many parts? Right, 16 parts in this. It's like so there's five parts. When you see me saying we'll be back after these at the end of part four, I know we're on the final run then. That's when you kind of go, great. Okay. And I kind of look and I turn around to somebody and say, what are we? Is it nearly 11:30? And then they go, it's nearly 1:00. You know, I was like, what? It goes on kind of late and too late. And time has just gone and played real crazy tricks on me. I don't feel it. And I say, what time is it? And they say, it's nearly over. I said, well, I feel like I've only been in it for 5 minutes. What's happening? But it's like a science fiction movie. It just goes so fast. It's just so buzzy and it's so exciting. It's just the best. I can't even put it into words, but it just zips along. So yeah, end of part four, you go, see you after this, and then you're thinking, all right, we're nearly there.
Stick the Ribena on. Ryan, I'm trying to think of a question that the boys and girls listening might want to ask you. So how about this? What time do you have your dinner at on the toy show evening, and what do you have?
Around 6:00, and it could be anything from Romeo's, chicken fillet burger and chips with curry sauce on the side. It could be Eddie Rocket's classic burger, cheddar cheese, fries on the side, cold Coca-Cola. it wouldn't be a night for Camille, because Camille is only for the posh people on the show, and they can shove their Camille, because you could also go to the House of McDonald's while we're on the subject, and go to the Golden Arches, where the posh people on the show called Les Arches d'Or. So it could be anything, realistically.
It wouldn't impact on your beautiful vocals in the opening number now, the burgers and chips. There'd be no hiccups around, would there?
No, but just don't wolf it down. Dine carefully. it's fine. But no, I love an old takeaway on Toy Show Night. Love it. Can be a mixed bag of gifts. And obviously, Nobby, you got the mixed bag end of it. The night you were in. But maybe the person you were with, was that more?
My favourite question during the outbreak was, hands up the men who are here by their own choice.
Yes, men hate the Late Late Show. It's so funny. I always say that in the audience. Welcome to the gentlemen in the audience tonight. You both look very well. And then they're generally bearded. And then they fold their arms as if to say, didn't like you before it, don't like you now, going to hate you after. And I and they looked miserable. And I said, lads, thanks for being here. I know you were dragged here. I heard your conversations at home. I'm not going to that. Your man drives me mad. Go, just come on. It'll be fun. No. And they come in and I say, well, you're here now. You'll probably get some free stuff. And you're my prisoners for 2 hours. So tough.
For all the haters, and don't listen, obviously you don't care about the haters, but the one thing, that you don't really have haters on the toy show night. Everyone thinks, oh no, Toby's pretty good at that. Even the haters.
You know, there are 365 days in a year, and I get 1 year off, 1 day off from the haters.
He's made his own. He's pretty good, yeah.
Oh, such joy. Be still my beating heart, the excitement of not being hated for 2 hours in my life. What a wonderful thing that is. We focus on the good ones, like the people who listen to your show. They're nice. I like them.
Also, Ryan, I saw you on Dunleary Pier recently, and I was going to say hello to you, but then you picked up the pace, and you were like, it's like the BFG, and you kind of, it's as if you flew.
Is he talking backwards? Gibberish?
No, his legs were moving very fast. And then he got on a bicycle and he soared into the sky.
Surely he got into Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
There's some kind of Roald Dahl magic going on. I was like, what is going on with that guy?
First of all, Jim, I'm sorry I didn't see it.
I was behind you, but I couldn't.
It was like a leaf out of my book. Leave Toby alone.
You know, the army were chasing the BFG across the clouds. That's how fast he was going. It was like, pyong, pyong, pyong.
Oh, that's great. Well, I do, there's once or twice, people have a certain walk,
yeah.
And as they're coming towards you, sometimes, particularly if it's maybe a fella on his own, you might want to have a word or two.
Yes, yes.
So I have the what I might call the peer walk swerve, where you just swerve and go into another gear and just like the roadrunner. Meep, meep.
Nice bicycle, by the way.
Nice which?
Nice bicycle.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah. That was a COVID purchase. And sometimes if I don't have time to walk from my house and all the way down to the end of the pier, I'll just get a quick run, walk in by cycling really fast to it and back in. Got to keep fit, Jim, you know. Got to keep fit. Not getting any younger.
Of course. Right, our last question. Dermot Kennedy's plastered everywhere this week. He's even at a pop-up store. Can you confirm?
He's drinking too much? Drinking too much? Is he okay?
Can you confirm or deny? Will he make an appearance?
Deny. Straight away, deny. So because I don't want anyone to think it's going to happen. He's not coming on the show this year because he did such a great job with Michael Maloney a couple of years ago. So
that was good.
No Dermot Kennedy this year. Good guess. And not really, going to happen.
I really thought Alicia Weir was going to be on, but she was obviously on your normal show last week. She's Matilda. Is she coming back?
Amazing. Yeah, no, she's not coming. Yeah, I feel like I'm interrupting a staff meeting here. But she
what about her?
Yeah, you have your real meeting. We have our guest meeting.
Yeah, the guest.
Who's in town?
Way,
Ronaldo. Is Ronaldo going on the show?
I can neither confirm nor deny Ronaldo on the show this week.
He's going to jump out of the box.
I have to leave the meeting.
Ryan,
they're taking me away like a comic with it.
Have a great show.
Hook on my neck.
Break all the legs and toys. Happy Christmas,
lads. Really, so nice to talk to you. I always love our chats on Toy Show Day and. Nobby, I'll see you in the audience sometime for that Ribena. Jim, catch me on the pier. Listeners, stay happy. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas, bye. Ryan. Toy show tonight, 9:35. Don't miss it.
See you guys.
Bye.
Ciao.
Water freaks. I've got some news for you.
What do you mean, water freaks?
If you're one of those people who's always going to the water cooler, lashing 10 bottles of it into you every day.
Okay.
What your late great old man, what did he say about why he didn't want to drink water?
I can't really repeat that on the radio. Because fish make love in it, he says to say. He says, Dad, you need to drink water. It's good for you.
No.
I only drink water. He'd have it with a small fizzy drink.
Right.
As a mixer. Right. Little drop.
That was about it.
That was it.
I need water. So basically, humans, they've found out, don't need as much water as we all think we need.
Oh.
Okay. So
I do like to get my drink on.
I know.
With the waters.
I know. And I watch people here because our window looks out of the water cooler and they're lashing it in all day and they're in and out of the jacks and it's great for your skin. And it is. It is all those things. Mm. But unless you're an athlete, you're somewhere that's really, really hot or you're at very high altitude, you don't need anything like
Some people say 4 litres a day.
Which nonsense. They're saying it's nonsense.
When I'm thirsty, I just lash it into me.
Yeah.
And then I'm grand.
I'm one of those people that has to kind of remind myself to keep drinking it.
Somebody told me ages ago, and it stuck in my head. It's going to stick in your head now. Ready? 95% of headaches are dehydration.
Yeah.
So if you're ever feeling it, also, a lot of time, if you feel really hungry, you're actually thirsty.
Yeah, it's the same feeling.
Yeah, so you think, oh, I'm starving, I'm going to go, just have a big drink of water, and you might go away from you. And that means you were thirsty all along.
So if you're also like me, the one that has to remind yourselves, you're like, oh, water. I didn't even really like water till recently enough. So you're potentially drinking way too much of it.
What I do is, and like every health expert I've ever seen says this, when I wake up, I have a massive drink of water. Every health person says.
I've always been weird about having them beside the bed because there's a little dust that floats around. They'll all land in your water during the night.
There's these things they have now, you can get called bottles.
Oh, right, okay, right.
And they have a little cap on the top.
I know, but you don't need a pint of water people bring up to the...
Yeah, a pint of water, yeah, but you can get... So, a water bottle. Everyone has one these days.
You get loads of water from your food. So if you're having things like soup, for example, so they surveyed 5,000 people from 8 days old to 96 years old. 8 days to 96.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did the 8-day-olds answer the survey?
Probably their ma had to do it, I don't know. I'm not sure. They measured the type of thing.
Hello, is Eddie there? This is Steve Wrightchuk. Hello, is Eddie there? Yes, he is. Can I speak to him? No, he's only 2 months old. Okay, I'll wait. Steve Wright, my favourite comedian.
There is a thing that is a harmless thing that you get in the body from water. I can't remember the name of it, but they're able to measure the levels of that. So that's how they do the 8-day-old. But yeah, so if you're a fella who's like having 4.8 litres a day, they're like, you could be like 3 loads.
Yeah, but if you are jogging enough, if you're working out big time.
Well, an athlete now isn't that much. You're losing. It's more than that.
No, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, if you're sweating it out, you do need to replace it.
So, look, if you're kind of feeling, if you put this pressure on yourself to go, oh, I don't even get 2 litres a day, relax. 1.2 is probably enough, depending on how old you are.
Yeah.
So it's good news.
And if you don't like water, I saw somebody, who was it? Could have been Jamie Oliver, and he did this, all these things. If you don't actually just like plain water,
cuts up some lemons. Does he?
Lemons, limes. You can put cranberries in it. You can put get loads of ice. If cold, if water's really cold, you're much more inclined to give it a sip.
Cranberries, Declan.
A bit of mint. Not cranberry. Sorry, no. Pomegranate.
All right.
Pomegranate juice, lovely. Very good for you.
Well, bear it in mind. Anyway, don't feel so bad.
It's in season this time of year, Novi.
Also, asterisk. I'm not a doctor, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, I would check with a professional.
Of course, but 4 litres a day.
You know, you don't need loads of water. Your man Nobby on Evan before said it.
They're basically saying 4 litres a day, will you stop? You don't need that. But
my doctor told me I should drink more. Yeah, well, Nobby said you shouldn't.
Unless you really like the inside. Stop? Unless you really like hanging around toilets all day. Whatever you're into.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
This came out the same day as, I think, The Crown. This same thing launched on the same day on Netflix. It's called FIFA Uncovered. I've watched 2 episodes. It's about the corruption in FIFA that existed at the highest level. I actually believe...
There must be 25 episodes, so...
I actually believe that Sepp Blatter kind of had good intentions at the start, but then he was just as bad as the rest of them, and it just crumbled from there.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
So...
Sepp Blatter was the godfather of football.
Being a member of FIFA is like being in the secret garden. There's an unspoken code. You can do whatever you want.
They wanted to be a force for good.
The lines between right and wrong blurred.
Wire fraud, money laundering,
racketeering,
tax evasion.
FIFA became a criminal organization.
Mr. Blatter.
So Sepp is in it. Now he's very, very old now. He doesn't really look like Sepp, you know.
He only said recently that that he regrets the World Cup getting Qatar. Or Qatar getting the World Cup.
Not just that. So I don't want to do any spoilers. All I'd say is 1.5 million came in and left again. If you vote for me, I will bring the World Cup to Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Where was the World Cup in 2010? It is absolutely fascinating stuff. I'm only 2 episodes in, but FIFA Uncovered.
The best thing about last night, the Brazil game had a huge atmosphere. The Welsh game had great atmosphere. I'm hoping for more. The best thing about Qatar...
Yeah.
They've banned vuvuzelas.
I thought they were gone in a while.
No, they're banned.
Right.
So it's the only ban that I would agree with.
Well, that's good.
Vuvuzelas. God, I hated them.
That was the first one of them. Was that Africa?
I don't remember where I don't know where the vuvuzela began. Was that not Mexico or something?
You could be right.
Vuvuzela. Does anyone remember where it came? Brazil or something? It was Brazil, wasn't it?
This just sounds like a swarm of bees.
Oh God, they do your head in. I have one, but it's in the attic.
Well, you know where you can. Emily Atack has a brand new travel doc show with Mel B from the Spice Girls and Ruby Wax, and she's been
3 funny ladies there.
Yeah, like that's a lot of generations covered there. Like, she's brilliant.
The three of them would be good crack, yeah.
Yeah, I'd watch that, listen to that.
I'd never been travelling before. I didn't do the travelling thing when I was young, kind of growing up. Everyone kind of left school and went travelling. And I went straight into a sitcom, so I never got to do the travelling. And then
this opportunity came along.
Yes, and so every time I get given this kind of thing where I go off and get taken out of my comfort zone, I always seem to flourish. And they told me I was doing it with the Spice Girl and Ruby Wax, and that was...
Sounds good. Linda Cardellini and Christina Applegate star in Dead to Me on Netflix. This is the third and final season.
Right.
And Linda told James Corden, who's on his own final season, what fans can expect.
Well, this season, Christina Applegate and I play these characters, Jen and Judy, and they're always kind of doing something they shouldn't be doing, and, you know, even murdering people. So this season, we are on the run still from our past, and it's the third and final season, so some of those things will be sort of tidied up, and some questions will be answered, and that's the end of the show. So stuff happens.
That is Dish the Dirt. Also, you may have missed Ryan Turbury in the show this morning ahead of tonight's Late Late Toy Show. The theme is The Wizard of Oz.
If you want to get your sort of everyone in the mood and they're out of school and you want sort of 15 minutes or 10 minutes to yourself, the podcast will be available in a few minutes.
Yes, it will. You get it wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.